approaching critical deceleration. Mass and gravity suits. Stand by the land.
What do you make of the terrain?
There seems to be a heavy ground, Mr. Captain. We'll be able to use our infrared lights.
We'll have to come in on radar.
Isn't that a little risky, sir, landing in the dark?
I'd rather run the danger of a blind landing, Lieutenant, than come in without the cover of darkness. Remember, we don't know what kind of reception is waiting for us down there.
Airspeed 500. Altitude now 4,000.
Bridge to engine room. Stand by for deceleration.
Engine room, aye.
Fire forward tubes 1 and 3.
Aye.
Sketch down.
Sketch check.
Altitude 500. 4. 350.
Hover point now. All right. Let's set her down. Look out! Cut the power. Masters by battle stations.
Aye, sir.
I'll secure it, sir.
Well, we're on Mars. April 20th, 1987. 4:33, Greenwich time. Enter that in the log, Master.
Aye, sir.
Well, gentlemen, it's less than 2 hours till dawn. As soon as it's light, we'll send out a landing party. Masters, get me an all-over hookup.
All set, Captain.
Now hear this. Now hear this. All right, man. Smoking lamp is dead. We're 17 men on an alien world. It's up to us whether we ever get home again. Next few hours should tell the story. And I want instant obedience to all commands. I'll court-martial the first man who doesn't jump to when he's ordered. And one other thing. We may be on Mars, but this is still the United States Navy vessel. Officers will conduct a personal and weapons inspection for 1 hour.
Inspection, Captain, now?
Let's do. We've got an hour and a half to sweat out before we find out what's outside the airlock. I'd rather have a man worried about his stripes. What's waiting outside on Mars?
Lieutenant Hingston, Lieutenant Lustig, and Dr. Horst report immediately to forward airlock. It is now landing time, minus 5.
Sounds like they're paging us, Hingston. You ready, Dr. Horst?
Yes.
Ready as I'll ever be.
Come on, let's report to the airlock.
Where am I to go? Where's the captain?
Who knows? What difference does it make?
Just want to get it over with, that's all. Has anybody got a cigarette?
I think you're smoking too much, Lieutenant Lustig. Are you nervous? Lay off, will you, Horst? Wondering what's hidden outside underneath that ground mist? Very unusual planet, Mars.
Why?
It has an atmosphere. Wonderful thing, an atmosphere. Where you find one, you find life.
You mean Martians?
What do you think they'll look like?
Who knows? Intelligent life can take many forms.
You mean they may have green skins and eyes on stalks or something?
A comic book conception is possible. Or they may have developed to a point that is far beyond us. Perhaps they have a science that can produce weapons far more dangerous than our atomic missiles.
You think we may have to fight our way out?
After all, we are invaders.
Right, we heard this.
I know what I'd like to find outside that airlock. Good old Illinois.
Ever been there, Lustig?
Only Chicago.
I ought to see my hometown. Green lawns, big white houses.
Sounds like my hometown.
My grandmother used to have one of those iron deers on the lawn. Every Halloween, we paint another color.
One time we painted it black and white like a Holstein cow.
Where does your family live, Russ?
I have no family. When I was a child, they were gassed to death in the Dachau concentration camp.
It's tough.
Oh, it has its advantages. I have no ties on Earth. Nothing to lose now. I imagine I'm the only one on board who is free to enjoy our present peculiar position.
All right, Lustig. Button it up now.
Aye, sir.
Now, gentlemen, in 1 minute we'll be the first men to set foot on Mars. Quite an honor, eh?
As long as the medals are not awarded posthumously.
Still uneasy, Dr. Horst?
Captain Black, I've been uneasy ever since I can remember. On Earth and on Mars.
Yeah. 30 seconds. Give me the intercom phone, Lester. Masters?
Aye, sir.
Battle stations will be manned till we return. If we're not back in 2 hours, I want no rescue parties in it. Blast off and save the ship, you understand?
Aye, sir.
All right, gentlemen. One second. Lustig, open the outer airlock.
Aye, sir.
Fresh air.
Let's go. Hold it a minute. It's too dark to move fast.
Quiet, isn't it? Not even a wind.
You can't see anything through this ground mist.
Quiet.
We don't know what's out here. Come on.
What the?
Quiet, Captain. I could swear that sounded like a rooster.
I don't hear it anymore.
A very unlikely sound. A rooster crowing on Mars.
Kingston.
Aye, sir.
Set that machine gun 25 yards to the flank. We'll stay here till the ground mist lifts.
Aye, aye, sir.
What do you make of the ground, Horst?
Grass. Plain grass.
I could see some large foliage there where the mists stand on.
Kingston! Hold your fire!
I hit it, Captain. What? Some kind of wild animal. I hit it. I could see the tracers, but it's still standing.
Come on, Horst. Doctor! Doctor, where are you?
Up ahead. Admiring the wild animal.
Careful, Horst. Wait for us.
Don't worry, Captain. Huh.
It's an iron deer. Alone on him.
That's impossible.
It's hollow. Interesting, isn't it? A whitewashed Victorian iron deer sitting on a lawn in the middle of Mars.
I don't understand.
Look around. The mist's lifting.
A captain, look there. A house, a regular old-fashioned house.
On Mars.
Good Lord. I haven't seen carved scrolls and gingerbread like that in years. Look at that port swing.
Geraniums. There. I told you it was a rooster, Captain.
Give me the glasses, Lustig. I want to take a look through that front window. What? There's an upright piano. Some sheet music on it.
Lustig, it's beautiful Ohio.
Beautiful Ohio? That can't be.
Look here, Horst. Do you think that civilizations of two planets could be identical?
I don't know. That specific variety of geraniums is only 50 years old on Earth.
Is it logical they should develop in Mars? How about that port swing, that piano, and beautiful Ohio?
No, it's impossible.
Captain Black, this looks like the town I was born in.
Well, it looks like my hometown, too.
I've thought of something, sir. It's the only solution. Maybe we're not the first ship to reach Mars from Earth. That's the only answer.
That's impossible, Mr. There's been space travel that couldn't be secret. You have any idea what ships cost, what industrial power is needed? There's got to be some logical reason.
Captain, I think perhaps we might find out. The light just went on in that house.
Kingston, cover that door with the machine gun.
Aye, aye, sir.
Come on, Horst. Ring that doorbell. There's got to be a scientific answer to all this.
There's something moving in there.
Stand back, Horst. Give me a clear shot. Maybe a Martian.
Can I help you?
We. We were looking...
Well, if you're selling anything, it's much too early.
No, wait a minute. What town is it?
What do you mean? Are you census takers?
No, we're strangers here. We want to know how this town got here.
Is this a game?
No, it's not a game. We're from Earth.
From where?
From Earth.
Do you mean out of the ground? Are you sure you're feeling well?
Madam, we came in a flying ship across space. We're from the third planet. This is Mars. Now do you understand? Mars.
You go away now, you hear? I'll call my husband from upstairs and he'll chase you. Now
but
go on.
This is Mars, isn't it?
This is Green Lake, Wisconsin, in the United States of America. Bounded on the east by the Atlantic and on the west by the Pacific. Now go away. Goodbye.
I suppose it's really possible. I've got to find out more about this.
For the last time now, go away.
Pardon me, madam. What year is this?
Year? Well, 1928, of course. Oh, for goodness sake.
You hear that, Horst? We know it's 1987. And we know it's Mars. It's possible we got fouled up, made some tremendous blunder and circled around and landed back on Earth.
In 1928?
Maybe some switch in time or dimension. Could we have shifted somehow, gone backward in time? Of course, the going for water. It's not logical. We've checked every mile. We went past the moon and out into space. We're on Mars.
Find out anything, Captain?
No, we're going back to the ship till I figure out some logical explanation for all this. Lusting, out at point.
Aye, sir.
Hingston in the rear. Keep that gun at half load.
Aye, sir.
Of course, there's got to be some cold, logical solution.
Yep.
What?
That house down the street. The white one with the green shutters.
Lustig, what's the matter?
I never thought. Thank God.
Lustig, come back here.
He's running for the house.
Fool, Lustig, quick.
Lustig, stop.
Lustig, stop. Come down off of that porch. Lustig, what the devil do you think you're crying?
Grandma and Grandpa, it is you.
Lustig, what's going on here?
Albert, why, it's been so many years.
How you've grown, boy.
Oh, it's so good to see you.
Lieutenant Lustig.
Oh, Captain. Grandma, I want you to meet my friend. This is Captain Black. Captain, I want you to meet my grandfolks.
Howdy. Any friends of Albert's is friends of ours.
How long you been here, Grandma?
Oh, good many years. Ever since we died.
Ever since you what?
Oh, yes, sir. They've been dead 30 years.
What? You mean to tell me that Mars is heaven?
Oh, nonsense, no. All we know is here we're alive again. And who are we to question God's infinite ways?
Lustig, we're going back to the ship.
But, Captain, I want to talk to my grandfather.
Lieutenant Lustig, I don't like any part of this. You come back with us, I have to club you and carry you.
Yeah, but, sir, they're not...
Heaven only knows what they've run up against the back of the ship.
Yes.
Crowd around the ship.
Looks like we're being welcomed with a celebration.
Celebration? They've abandoned ship. Every port is open. No guards yet. You, masters.
Hiya, Captain. Meet my old dad. Dad, that's Captain Black, and he's not a bad guy for an officer.
Of all the... Hingston!
What, sir?
Bring that man back. Use force if you have to.
Excuse me, sir. There's my Uncle George.
Hingston!
I'll be right back, Captain. Uncle George!
What the devil
don't
is
you
going...
understand, sir? They've all found friends and relatives. They're all here.
He's right, Captain.
I've counted. The whole crew's out of the crop.
But I gave orders. Definite orders.
You don't understand, Captain.
I understand mutiny. I don't care how many relatives show up. I'll have discipline.
John! Johnny! Johnny, you old son of a gun!
Edward! Edward! It's you. It can't be.
Of course it is. Johnny, you old son of a gun.
Edward. Dr. Horst, this is my brother, Edward.
How do you do?
Hello.
It's wonderful to see you, Edward. Look, I've got to get back to my ship.
Hey, I almost forgot. Mom's waiting at home.
Mom?
And Dad, too.
Mom, Dad are alive? Excuse me, Horst. Then you're real, Edward.
Don't I feel real? How's that, huh?
Ed,
we've got lunch for you, John. Mom's making corn fritters.
Corn? Dr. Horst, haven't you found anybody?
No, Captain. I have nobody.
Well, then you come on home with me, right, Ed?
Sure, you bet.
Horst, you wouldn't believe it, but it's been 35 years since I had Mom's corn fritters. By George, 35 years.
There's plenty more in the kitchen, so don't hold back, Johnny. You too, Dr. Horst.
Well, Johnny, you're still in the Navy, huh?
That's right, Dad. I'm in command of the ship.
We're an old Navy family, Dr. Horst. All three of our boys in the service.
Ed was the best pilot in the Pacific. What didn't happen, Ed?
Oh, what's the difference? I'm here now.
You know, it's almost perfect. All we're missing is your brother, Will. Then the whole family could be together.
Well, it won't be long, Mom. Will's in charge of the XR-54. That's the next rocket coming out to Mars.
Well, little Will. When does he leave, Johnny?
Takeoff scheduled for September, but it depends on what we report. But there's no question about that now, eh? Christmas together again. That'll be something, huh?
Yes, sirree. Well, this calls for celebration. How about a little of the old dandelion wine, eh, Johnny?
Now, Father, don't you go giving Johnny too much wine.
Oh, he's a big boy now, Mother. Well, sir, isn't everything just fine? Just fine.
Well, Dr. Horst, what do you think of my little family, hmm?
Very nice.
You know, I can't understand why you didn't find any folks here, Dr. Horst. It's just a shame. Everybody else is so happy.
I never remembered my family, Mrs. Black. All I know is they were gassed at Dachau during the Second World War. When I was liberated, I was in a delirium 3 months. I cannot remember anything before then. The psychiatric phenomenon.
That's terrible. Isn't there anything anybody can do?
I don't want to remember.
Oh.
I haven't had a pleasant life. I prefer to be free of emotional entanglements. They interfere with a scientific approach.
I'm sorry, Dr. Horst.
Oh, I'll get it.
Hey, there's our ring, along in three shorts. I remember that.
Well, maybe we'd better call it a night. You must be getting tired, Johnny.
I'd better be going back to the ship.
Oh, nonsense. You stay the night. We insist.
Oh, I just couldn't rest thinking of you all alone on that ship.
Oh, I'd be all right. Well, good night.
Wait a minute, Dr. Horst. That phone message was for you.
Me?
Yeah, that's right. A message from Anna.
Anna? I don't remember any Anna.
She asked if you were better.
Perhaps she's someone you knew at Dachau.
Anna?
She said she's coming over here first thing in the morning. So you'll have to stay over.
Yes,
well,
but
that settles it then. You stay here, Horst. You can bunk with me in my old room.
Oh, but Johnny, we thought you'd like to be with Edward.
So you could talk the way you used to.
Well, we can't put Dr. Horst on the daybed. I think we better share the room tonight. There'll be plenty of time for talking, Ed.
I guess so.
Well, I suppose I better drop back to the ship. You know, Ed, security check.
Well, why do you have to do that here?
Well, I don't know. There's no good reason, I guess. Well, I suppose we skip it tonight.
Oh, sure.
Good night, everybody.
Oh, it's good to have you home, Johnny.
It's good to be home, Mom.
Captain Black, are you asleep?
No, no. I've just been thinking about what we were expecting. green-skinned Martians with eyes on stalks. All the time, there was only Mom and Dad and Edward waiting. Ah, it's funny what tricks your imagination can play on you. Yeah, I guess Mars is heaven, Horst.
I've been thinking about Martians, too. Captain, just suppose there were Martians, and they saw us land. Suppose they thought of us as invaders. What would be the best weapon they could use against our atom bombs?
I don't see what you're getting at.
They would want to disarm us first, to wipe out all suspicion, to make us feel at home. But suppose this house isn't real. Suppose the people are just images, stolen from our own memories, by Martians, created for us by telepathy, hypnotism.
That's the craziest theory I ever heard.
That's why there was no one for me. Because in all my life, there is no happy memory, no real loved person.
How about that phone call from Anna?
Yes. Anna. I didn't remember who she was, but I do now. I just remembered. When I was freed from Dachau, sick, delirious, I raved about a wonderful, kind nurse named Anna that took care of me.
Well, it's logical. She's coming to see you tomorrow.
But there was no Anna. I'd been nursed by a man.
What?
Anna was only a dream. And there's only one way they could have learned about her. By reading my subconscious mind.
But that's impossible, Horst.
Why? The whole crew was thinking of home. Suppose the Martians read our minds.
But there are Martians.
If there are, they have us separated. Each man in a different house. Sleeping. Trusting. No one at the guns.
Left my pistol downstairs. Do you think there's something to this, Horst?
Who would suspect his own mother? His grandparents? How easy. Just a knife in the heart of each sleeping man.
It's impossible, Horst. We've got to get back to the ship.
Listen. The crickets have stopped. Come on. We don't know when they change back to whatever they really are.
Where are you going now?
Ed, well, we wanted a drink of water. That's all, Ed.
You don't want...
Look out! His face is changing! And his hand, he's a Martian!
Run, Horst! Run!
Get away, Doc! You can't get away!
Run, Horst! Horst, where are you?
This is Captain John Black, the XR-53, calling from Mars. I blocked myself in the ship, but they've crippled it. I can't take off or fire the gun, and they're coming for me now, the Martians! All alone here. All the rest are dead. Hinkston, Lustig, Dr. Horst. Poor Horst, he didn't even reach the door.
Listen, they're trying to break through the hull now. Edward and Mom and Dad and all the folks.
But they're changing now. Melting and changing back into... They're Martians. Can you understand me?
Martians, not men. They made us think that Mars was heaven and we fell into the trap.
Can you hear me, Earth? You've got to stop the next rocket. Tell my brother Will. Tell my brother Will not to come.
They'll trap him too. They'll kill them all.
Hello. Hello. Can you hear me, Earth? This is John Black on Mars.